sounds of Brussels traffic, some kind of weird roadworks. I'm crossing a square with a statue of a man with a very interesting looking moustache. He's holding a piece of paper to his heart whilst sat, and a dog looks like he's humping his leg. Oh, biting his wrist. I don't know what the dog's doing. Anyway, they're fixing the cobblestones. Just a few of many in Brussels, Belgium. And, you know, I can't remember the last time life was boring. And I'm kind of immersed in change and excitement and I guess work, which is lucky that all of that rolls into one. I was going to say hiking up a hill, but I'm actually sweating up a hill in Brussels, a cobblestone hill, to try and find a place called the Square, retracing my steps from yesterday's rehearsal. I'm talking at a conference. I'm talking about TV, on the TV, to people from the TV. No pressure. And I made the mistake of looking at a couple of the presentations that were being rehearsed as well yesterday. And I'll tell you one thing, these TV people really, really know how to do a keynote. I don't think they're using keynote. I think they've effectively used full-on production studios to turn everything into a video, a visual of some sort. So, you know, rather than the usual, will you be using audio for my multimedia presentations? I'm slightly worried that I don't have an 8K setup. The work you can hear now is now on a brick church on the right of me. A lot of renovation going on in this town. Also a lot of security guards on every shop. I saw a security guard on a pancake shop. I mean, who does smash and grabs on pancakes unless they really like pancakes that much? So, I've actually just been very extravagant and bought a t-shirt because there's something about the morale of having a fresh shirt when you stand up and tell stories. I know I'm only going to sweat in it afterwards, but sorry about the wind. It is very windy. It's a warm wind. And, yeah, I'm going to nip into the toilet and change from this ever so slightly warm shirt because I wasn't anticipating just how summery it is here. I kind of arrived on the train yesterday, late-ish, and I fly out today. I've not really got a chance to see much of Brussels. I did wander around the streets last night. I did speak to locals. I did drink beer. So that's, ticking all the boxes of a visit, but it's hardly an exploration into what makes Belgium Belgium, what makes Brussels Brussels. So tomorrow I'm talking in Sweden, then after that Cardiff, and then I'm taking some time off. I'm taking some time off. I'm looking forward to a bit of a devices off in a pool, maybe olives, cheese, bread, just a kind of a Epicurean break. Exactly what I need right now. Put more weight on. No. You know, I can't remember sweating quite this much going to work. And all in the week where I kind of either have lost or forgot to pack my Fitbit, which is always in the pocket I'm fingering now. And I kind of feel naked without it. It's like every step is much less meaningful because it's not being logged, archived, and shared amongst a specific group of people who are gaming each other into getting more exercise. But I was a little bit worried I would just not move for fear of not feeling like it was worth it. Oh, taxi stalls at the lights. But no, more than enough exercise. How much? I don't know, because there's no computer logging it. Maybe I should start weighing myself. Definitely not svelte though. I still had to buy an XL t-shirt. Right, I'm here, I found it. There's a guy on a horse with what looks like a helmet. He's not wearing it, which is not very responsible, but it's in his hand. I guess it wouldn't have made a very good sculpture if he just looked like a generic horse rider. There's trees, all exactly the same height and very square. And there's a large glass cube in the ever so slightly almost aptly named square venue. God, do you know, half this conference was in my hotel, which seems like about 2 miles and 3 litres of sweat ago. Don't know why they couldn't put me on there. Nevertheless, looking forward to it. Have a good day, whatever you're doing. And if you listen this far, well done.